Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or a heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires.
To the Brighter Side of Recovery, Families and Couples in Crisis, sponsored by SOBA Recovery Center. Finally, a radio show that not only tackles the brighter side of addiction, recovery, mental health, and anything in life that you are recovering from, but also a show with the answers for family, friends, and those who love an addict. Hosted by award-winning radio show host and motivational leader, Kim Pagano. Sherry Gaba, a psychotherapist and certified recovery coach. Tune in for The Brighter Side of Recovery on The Kim Pagano Show from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. They bring you the experts, authors, and professionals that speak to the issues that are important to you, the listener. Give them the questions and they will bring you the solutions to whatever you are recovering from. And now, here's Ventura County's radio show host, Kim Pagano.
Welcome, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here today on The Brighter Side of Recovery. I'm Kim. I'm here with Sherry. How are you, Sherry?
I'm fantastic.
Good,
I'm doing great.
Good. And Tom, how are you doing?
Everything's well over here, Kim, on a Saturday afternoon.
There you go. Of course, we want to start our show with a little bit of motivation, and today's is try to be a rainbow in someone else's cloud. And, you know, we all have things that happen to us, and it's this, you know, just offer a smile, offer a shoulder, offer a, you know, some unsolicited, advice, ask them if they're interested in hearing what you have to say. But really, more than anything, just be there for someone else. That's what it's all about. I'm so glad that you have joined us here. Of course, our show is all about the brighter side of recovery and, of course, sponsored by Sober Recovery Center. And Sherry is a representative, but also she's a therapist and has her own practice. But we really take the addiction and the brighter side of recovery, mental health, all that to a newer level. And we're trying to reach out to couples in crisis and families in crisis and really be here so we are a reference to...
And to see that recovery is so much bigger than just alcohol and drugs.
Yeah, no,
it encompasses so many things.
There you go. So one, I do want to remind you to listen to our podcast. Our podcasts are every hour after our shows play here, and you can go to iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show, subscribe there and download our shows. Also, you can go on and get a newsletter that goes out every week, and that is our recovery newsletter. We do have our other shows. We have two other shows that are The Brighter Side of Life, and they all really are just really good shows talking about our life and how we live it. Our first guest today is Christine Hassler, and she's the author of Expectation Hangover. And free yourself from your past, change your present, and get what you really want. Because you've gone down the wrong road does not mean that you can't turn your life around. We're going to talk with Christine and find out a little bit more about that. Also joining us today is Dr. Peg O'Connor, and her book is Life on the Rocks, Finding Meaning in Addiction and Recovery. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a business or an event coming up or anything that you want to spread the word about, call us at that number, 419-0008, or you can email us at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Also, all of our information is on kimpaganoshow.com. You can go and check out our website, and we'd love to share all of our references with you. Tom, you want to talk about all of our great giveaways?
Let's start off with the restaurants. Paul Martin's seasonal and delicious menu featuring free range and natural meats and poultry, located in the promenade at Westlake Village. Lure Fish House is with us. Experience their top-tier seafood experience complete with fresh local produce, 60 South California Street in Ventura. Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, whose quality ingredients range from sustainable seafood to freshly made salsa. That's off of North Rose Avenue in Oxnard. You can go dancing. How about this one? Dance and date night for you and your partner at the House of Dance, and that's 3007 Bunsen Avenue. The House of Dance, a fun place to go for April 16th. Champagne on Main Street, Spring Wine Walk and Street Fair, 11 to 6 o'clock, and that's in the 4 and 500 block of Main Street in Ventura. And then we have the Assisted Home Hospice Foundation, pleased to announce its upcoming Artini fundraiser on April 7th from 6 to 9 o'clock. And finally, the Theater League presents Ragtime the Musical, playing at the Fred Cavalli Theater in Thousand Oaks.
There you go. Lots of great stuff. And that phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is call up, leave us your name, your number, and what you're calling about, and one of the team members will get back with you. So definitely, I would love to hear from all of you on these. And let's start off with let's see here, what do we got? Champagne on Main. That is happening April 16th, and it's a spring wine walk and street fair, 11 to 6, 400 to 500 block of Main Street. Everybody wants to be at this, so call us right now for a pair of tickets at 805-419-0008. All right, our next guest, let's bring her on, Christine Hassler. And Christine, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and is this your first book?
Third
book. Okay, so, what are your other books?
Well, I got my start when my life fell apart in my 20s.
Okay.
I had a quarter-life crisis, mm-hmm. And I thought that I coined the term, but it's actually been around for a while. And I read some books out there about the quarter-life crisis, but all it was how to get a different job or a different relationship, and I had the job, the relationship, like I had everything according to the checklist, and my life kind of fell apart, and I started realizing that, like, the external things aren't what make us happy, and I was really looking for the personal development book for people in their 20s, and there really wasn't one, so I wrote it. And my first book was called 20-something, 20 Everything, which spurred me to be the kind of personal growth expert for millennials, and started coaching them and speaking at colleges, and wrote a second book called 20-something Manifesto based on my coaching work with millennials. And then eventually I wasn't a 20-something anymore and started working with people of all different ages, and have been both a life coach and a spiritual psychologist for the past decade now, a little over a decade. And that really inspired the third book, Expectations Hangover, because what I feel and see that the most suffering over is when people's reality doesn't match their expectations.
Mm.
Either things don't turn out like they planned, or things do turn out like they planned. They reach a result or hit a goal, and they don't feel like they thought they would. Or life just throws us unexpected curveballs, everything from losing a job to getting dumped to getting diagnosed with an illness. And how do we deal with those things?
Hi, Christine. This is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
You know, I'm thinking about how we sometimes get a little confused in recovery because we always talk about acceptance and surrender. What would you say about acceptance and surrender in terms of expectations? In other words, are you saying that we shouldn't have expectations? We shouldn't have goals? We should just accept what is? Or how do you navigate between something in the middle, between having expectation but also accepting what is?
Well, here's the thing about expectations. It's eager anticipation for something to happen, and there's a lot of attachment with expectations, a lot of emotional attachment to them. So I really advise people to have intentions, to have agreements, to have goals, but expectations are kind of disempowering because you're kind of expecting something to happen to you rather than having a high intention and creating it and surrendering to whatever outcome happens, which I believe is in our highest good.
So you believe in the law of attraction, putting out intention for what it is that we desire, but not expecting it to show up the way we desire it?
Exactly, to let go of the form and the timing of it. Because a lot of times people will say,
why didn't it already happen?
Yeah, why didn't it already happen? Or I really want, you know, let's take acting. I live in LA, so let's take acting, for example. I really want to be an actor, and they're expecting to get the part. They're expecting, you know, to be famous, whatever. And what I say to them is, are you currently acting? And they say, no, I'm waiting. I'm auditioning. I'm going to go act at your church play or community theater or for kids. Like, what? Get yourself acting so that you're experiencing the essence of what you want rather than expecting it to just come to you.
So you're saying get into action. So in other words, what would your visualizations be? Like if you're someone who is a law of attraction practitioner and you like to use guided meditation and visualizations, how do you do that without expecting the results?
Well, but here's the thing with the law of attraction, which I think is brilliant, but I think it's misunderstood. So it doesn't matter how much you visualize something, like let's say it's getting a great part. If you haven't worked out your core misunderstandings and beliefs around whether or not you think you're worthy, around whether or not you think it's possible, around how hard you may believe. Like, we've got to, with the law of attraction, we've got to shift our beliefs and be willing to kind of even uncover those unconscious beliefs, meaning the ones from a long time ago that maybe we haven't looked at. We've got to be willing to look at our programming and go, all right, I can do all the vision boards in the world about having money, but if I don't think I'm worthy and I don't think I'm enough on some level, it's not going to matter.
So there's an incongruence between what you actually are putting out there and what you actually believe about yourself. I totally agree. I know when my book came out, The Law of Sobriety, which is Addiction Meets Law of Attraction, and I was going around speaking about the Law of Attraction, but my whole life was falling apart with an alcoholic in my home and things, you know, so there was this incongruency going, and I think people could pick up on it.
Absolutely. Yep. You were out there trying to lift yourself up, but at the same time your life was falling
down. My life was falling apart. So you know,
but that is, I think that's true for so many of us, right? And so how do you just keep putting your best out there and trying to move through life, as we call it?
Well, I think it really has to do with not necessarily putting our best out there, but putting what's most authentic out there. I can remember a time when in my early 30s, I got divorced, and so much of my first book was after my my fiance dumped me, finding the love of my life, which was my husband, but then I ended up getting divorced. So there was a lot of shame that I had to work through, and a lot of, am I a fraud? Because, like, I said this is possible, and now, like, I'm, you know, leaving this marriage. And what I found was when I tried to pretend it wasn't happening, or I tried to, like, still pretend like my life was perfect and I had it all together, it was possible, but it didn't feel as good. When I was just authentic by here's what I'm going through and here's what I'm learning. And I think people confuse authenticity with, like, airing all their dirty laundry and, like, you know, sharing their deepest, darkest secrets and wounds. You can be authentic without falling apart in front of people. And you can be authentic about what's going on in your life. And I always say to people, look, I am no guru. I am no, like, expert. I am just sharing what I've learned. And I'm a good teacher because I've been a really good student. Not just of other teachers, but of life.
Well, you said that you speak to the 20-something, maybe even the 30-something. What do you think about this era of entitlement? A lot of these kids have a lot of entitlement.
Oh,
they get a job and they expect all these benefits and vacations.
Well, I'm going to speak to that, because what about all of our shows, you know, that American Idol, and I get that, you know, there's people out there that are doing amazing stuff, but I always look at some of the American Idol and I think, did their parents not tell them that they weren't qualified for that? Do you know what I'm saying? Well, I have to say, because in all, you know, everybody gets a trophy nowadays. Everybody gets an award, but we don't have to work for them like we used to. I mean, an award
was... We just
get
something because.
Yeah, because they don't want to hear their kid cry, or they don't want to hear their... And so where are those? Those are the 20s that we're talking about.
So how do you speak to that generation?
Well, it's funny because, you know, now I speak to all ages, and the last book was for everybody, and so many people in their 40s, 50s, and 60s have a lot of opinions about millennials, like the ones you just said. And I am a huge fan of millennials. I'm not that much out of the millennial generation. I'm kind of at the end of it. And I think that a lot of them are misinterpreted as entitled. Part of the issue is the way they were parented is really what is underneath most of their behavior. They were the most over-parented generation ever.
The helicopter moms kind of
Well,
syndrome.
I call it cockpit, because they're not hovering. They're in the plane flying.
That's really good. I love it. The cockpit. Okay.
Yeah. And so, you know, but the great thing about the millennial generation is, okay, they may show up entitled, but it's often misinterpreted. Like, they're used to, I mean, if you grew up your whole life and everybody told you you were special and you didn't have to do anything, of course you're going to show up that way. But it's not who they are. It's not their identity. And what I find among millennials, especially millennial women, they have such a desire to make the world a better place. They are high achievers. They are very hard on themselves, again, especially the women, because they grew up being told you can have it all, you can do it all. So they have a massive checklist of, I've got to be at this point in my career by 30. I've got to be married at this age.
Yeah, they're perfectionists. They're perfectionists. I'm thinking of my own daughter. I mean, my daughter's 31, and she's definitely a perfectionist.
Well, are you talking about millennium, or are you talking about the 20s?
Isn't millennium...
Millennials are today's 20 to 35.
Okay, so...
20 to 35.
Okay, so yeah. Okay. You know what, Christine, will you stay on with us? Because we need to take a really quick break, but what I would love to find out is what does not work. And I'm looking through your book here, and there's some of the things: numbing the pain, trying to be strong, the pep talks, you know, the next best thing, and then, of course, spiritual bypass. I would love to kind of dive into a little bit of that. Will you stay with us?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery here. I'm Kim. I'm here with Sherry Gaba, and we're talking with Christine Hassler. We're talking about expectation hangover. Free yourself from the past, change your present, and get what you really want. And again, I'd love to give something away. And of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. How about some Theater League presents Ragtime and Ragtime Musical? And of course, that's over at the Fred Cavalier Theater. and in Thousand Oaks, and it's going to be playing from March 24th to the 27th. See why at the dawn of a new century, everything is changing and anything is possible. So we've got tickets for you out here at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Rubicon Theater Company is Ventura County's premier destination for professional theater. Join the Kim Pagano Show for the first main stage performance of 2016. The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, playing now through March 20th in Ventura's downtown cultural district. This new adaptation received rave reviews in London, and the Rubicon Theater is privileged to present the American premiere. A cowboy and a school teacher represent the two faces of the West, the lawless frontier and the coming age of law and order. Both have to stand up for what they believe in. The production includes voiceovers by Robert Vaughn. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900. Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park, schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Recovery. And of course, I do want to do a shout out. I want to invite everyone to don't miss Ventura Water's Water Take 1, and that is a film award on March 24th. It's actually at Brooks Institute, starts at 6 o'clock. That's March 24th at 6 o'clock, and you're going to be finding a little bit of all these great takes on focusing on attention to value of water. And that is Take One Water Take. So definitely I want to invite you to that. That's their fourth annual online short film contest. Also, on that same day, PODS, Tri-County Storage Service Unit, is doing a spotlight on charity. And that is also Thursday, March 24th. And that starts at 5:30 till 8. And that is over at the PODS Warehouse, 301 South Rose Avenue in Oxnard, Suite 104. And for the last 10 years, PODS has been dedicating to strengthen community through charities in partnership with local nonprofits, and their anniversary party is no exception. So you can RSVP at facebook.com/PODS Tri County. Another great thing to be a part of. Also tonight, PawWorks Animal Rescue is hosting their second annual PawWorks Ties and Tails Gala, and that's 5:30 at Moore Park Country Club. If you are interested in finding out more about it, or you want to learn more about it, how you can donate to PawWorks, you can go to www.tiesandtails.org. And, you know, there's more than 1,600 abandoned animals saved by PawWorks and their supporters. So definitely you want to be a part of that, too. And I just want to do a quick shout out to Elite Theater Company. I'm so glad that we are a part of you. We've been partnering up with them and just spreading the word about this hilarious comedy that's playing right now. And Sherry, listen to this name. I love you. You're perfect. Now change.
Yeah.
Is that the best? So anyways, that will be playing all the way through.
Should be called codependency.
Maybe. They're going to have a little bit of all that in there. But anyways, it will be playing all the way through the 26th. And I'd love to share that with everybody. All right. In fact, you know what? Let's give a pair of tickets to that. And that is Elite Theater. And we've got a pair of tickets for you. If you do not win here, you can also go to elitetheater.org. And theater is theartre.org. So we'd love to share that with you. All right. We are talking right now with Christine Hassler. We're talking about expectation hangover. And are you a speaker somewhere? Like, how do we find out more about you?
Well, my website, christinehassler.com.
Okay.
And then I'm on all the social media places. I love Instagram. And probably the thing that I'm most excited about right now is that I actually have my own podcast, and it's the only live life coaching podcast. I love coaching people. I wanted to be able to help more people, and people book a session, they call in, and I do about a 15 or 20 minute session with them, and then talk about a topic before the session is played, and then after the session, break it down, explain why I coached the person the way I did, give the listener homework. So it's a great way to learn. I found as a speaker and a retreat facilitator and a workshop leader that often people learn better listening to someone else be coached because their defenses are down.
Mm.
So people are loving the show, and I love people to listen to it. It's called Over It and On With It.
So they basically get free coaching, huh?
Yep.
Wow. That's amazing.
So,
are you a life coach?
I'm a life coach and a spiritual counselor. Yep.
Okay. What does it mean to be a spiritual counselor?
I have my master's degree in spiritual psychology and another one in consciousness, health, and healing. So it's psychology, but from the viewpoint that at our core we're whole and complete and connected to oneness, and that everyone has the inner resources they need. So it just brings kind of the spirit part back to the psychology part, and a little less about labeling and DSM-4 and those kinds of things, which is totally valuable. I'm not discrediting that at all, but just a different approach.
So you're sort of a spiritual life coach. I mean,
Okay,
I got
exactly.
it. I love that. I love that you're coaching, but you're bringing the spiritual in.
I think that's where I would go, right?
Yeah. I loved what Kim was asking before the commercial about spiritual bypass. I love that idea. I think a lot of people don't understand it. Maybe you can explain that to our audience.
Oh, spiritual bypass. So this is something that I see very much in the kind of like the self-help industry. It's like everything happens for a reason, and there's a silver lining, and I'm just going to like meditate and chant my way out of this. And
right.
What people do is, and as humans, we have this rich experience, and part of us as humans is our emotional body. And if you just get your heart broken, or you lose your job or whatever, there's a part of you that like is sad about it and is grieving about it, and it's okay to feel. And so what I teach people to do is really process their emotions and release their emotions and get the learning, because the thing is, if you just jump right to everything happens for a reason, like I'm not gonna like look at anything bad about this, sometimes we miss the learning.
Well, what you're saying is that people are addicted to the spiritual piece rather than actually doing the work.
Right, exactly.
They're just addicted to the next best thing. Well, I think one of the problems is today, and being a licensed psychotherapist, I see a lot of people out there that, of course you went to school, you have a couple of master's degrees. I mean, there are people out there that actually don't go to school. They call themselves life coaches. And I call them snake oil salesmen, a lot of them, because they're not, they really haven't been educated in help. I mean, you know what it takes to become a therapist?
Well,
you have to have 3,200 hours.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go on the soapbox here, but I just think that.
No, it's kind of like, I'm a hair therapist, and there's a lot of people that don't go and get their license, right?
Seriously.
And they're doing the same thing. But it's about the quality.
Isn't that like
so you're not going to get, you want to get. I think we all have gifts, and the thing that I think that we should be looking at, instead of really saying that nobody's qualified or they're not, is, are you connecting with them? Is it working for you? I mean, that's really the bottom line, isn't it? What
exactly
works for each one of us?
Exactly.
Yeah. So question. Okay, we were going to go back to some of the things that don't work. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, we talked about spiritual bypass. We also, there's numbing the pain, and perfect place to talk about addiction, right?
Right.
Because I think that a lot of times, you know, what turns into an addiction is a bad coping strategy for disappointment. Instead of feeling it, instead of processing it, I'm going to drink, I'm going to eat, I'm going to use drugs, I'm going to watch TV, I'm going to get on the internet, I'm going to numb it with something else rather than actually allowing myself to feel it and heal it. Yeah, that's kind of my thing, feel it and heal it. Another one is distracting yourself, going and rescuing other people, working too much, doing something that keeps you busy so that you never take time to sit and realize how you're really, really doing.
You know, so what are these millennials, because I know that's part of who you speak to, but I know you speak to all ages. What are they running from?
Well, I think that a lot of them kind of have been sold this bill of goods that life is like a reality TV show.
Hmm.
And everything's supposed to be fun and amazing. And, you know, one in four millennials want to be famous. So it's kind of interesting that that's one of their goals. And so I think that a lot of times what they're running from is actually feeling. I think a lot of them are very confused as to what they're supposed to do with their life, and that's a scary place to be. Uncertainty is something that is also incredibly daunting, disappointing themselves, disappointing their parents. And oftentimes it's vulnerability. You know, there's sort of this expectation to keep up with the Joneses on social media, and, you know, people don't post things like, I feel bloated and heartbroken today. You know, like,
well,
look
sometimes
at
they actually
life.
Do, and we look down on it.
Yeah, I cannot tell you how many times a client will come in and be really depressed over something they weren't included in on a Facebook event. That, I mean, it was an event, but it becomes like a whole story for them when they see it on Facebook. This one, you know, second photo becomes a story that puts them into a whole, you know, down the rabbit hole.
Really? Yeah,
exactly.
Wow. Yeah. So leave us. We are, you know, we're at the end of this interview, and it's been a pleasure talking with you. Leave us with some tips that you've learned on your journey that can lead us into the brighter side of recovery.
Oh, sure. Well, I think one thing that I've learned on my journey is the one common denominator in all my expectation hangovers in my life in general is my relationship with myself. Really had to look at that, and really had to look at how much I used being hard on myself to motivate myself. And so a tremendous part of my own growth has been not just self-acceptance, but true self-compassion, like really feeling compassion. And one tip that's in the book that I'll give your listeners and you all is I carry a picture of me as a little girl, like when I was 3, carry it on my phone. And whenever I notice my inner critic rearing up or I'm being hard on myself, I actually look at that picture and look in my own eyes and connect with myself as a little girl because, you know, when we're being mean to ourselves and hard on ourselves, that's who we're being mean to, you know, and we have to have the level of compassion we'd have for a child with ourselves. And, you know, compassion doesn't mean we let ourselves get away with anything and, you know, don't take responsibility for our lives, but it is through that energetic of compassion that we can move into things like forgiveness and make space for the freedom we're really looking for in our life. So I would say, you know, if you want to change your life, look at your relationship with yourself, look at how you talk to yourself, look at how you take care of yourself, look at the expectations you put on yourself, look at how you deal with pain, look at how you relate to other people. That really is, to me, where it all begins.
I love it. All right. Well, thank you so much for being a guest here on The Brighter Side of Recovery, Christine Hassler. And I hope that you share our show with lots of people out there. And of course, we do also have a podcast too. That is iTunes/ The Kim Pagano Show. And thank you for sharing your journey with us.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for what you're doing. I loved our conversation.
Well, thank you. Right. And I appreciate it.
And a little saying just to throw out for those in recovery and those that are not in recovery, expectations are premeditated resentments.
Nice. Nice. Very good. All right. Well, thank you. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Dr. Peg O'Connor, and we're going to be talking about life on the rocks. And so again, if you're just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. And I'd love to give something away. I've got tickets to Fox Performing Arts Center. Art Center, and that is Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. That is playing April 10th at the Fox Pack in Riverside, California. I've got tickets for you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com and check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com. Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, granite, quartz, porcelain, marble, and travertine tile and slabs. Their granite slabs and prefab countertop liquidation sale has been extended through March. They're offering up to 75% off on slabs and prefab countertops in Slab Yard with travertine and porcelain starting at just $149 per square foot. Call them today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1567. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit them online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. They'll help you make your dream home a reality. Do you feel stuck and you just don't know why? Do you find yourself pushing others away? Are you not where you thought you'd be in life? Lorraine Crane, transformational coach and founder of Finding Blind Spots, will help you unblock the barriers you face in your life and move beyond your self-imposed limits. She'll teach you to explore, reveal, and conquer your negative thought process to create positive and productive changes. What are you waiting for? Discover and conquer your blind spots at www.findingblindspots.com. That's www.findingblindspots.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, you are listening to The Brighter Side of Recovery. I'm Kim. I'm here with Sherry Gaba. Sherry, tell everybody a little bit about SOBA, by the way.
SOBA is all over. It's in Malibu. It's in Texas. It's in Ventura. It's several other places in Los Angeles. We really cater to everybody, all the way from 12-step programs to non-12-step programs. That's in Calabasas. We cater to college kids. We have long-term sobriety, which is what we know works, people being in treatment for long-term care. That is actually the best care. And it's not it's an individual approach. We don't look at everybody the same and in a cookie-cutter way. We really look at everybody as individuals, and the treatment is such.
There you go. And where is the one located out here in Ventura?
It's in Thousand Oaks. Let me just give a number if anybody has any questions. They have a loved one that needs recovery. We are at 866-447-5298, 866-447-5298.
There you go. All right. Our next guest, Dr. Peg O'Connor and her book, Life on the Rocks. Dr. O'Connor, are you there?
I am here, yes, and please call me Peg.
Peg, perfect, love it. All right, well, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Recovery. Tell us a little bit about your life, Peg, and who you are.
So I am both trained as a professional philosopher. I teach at a liberal arts college in Minnesota, and I am a recovering alcoholic of 28 years.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, gosh, thanks. Yeah, and it's been really fun having my professional life intersect with my personal life and see the ways in which I think that philosophy can be incredibly helpful to people struggling with addiction and then living a rich, fulfilling life in recovery.
Yeah, I find that fascinating. So why don't you take one of the most famous philosophers that everybody would know and sort of give us an example of how that would relate to recovery?
Well, let's see. Who to pick? What a great question. I'll pick Aristotle.
I knew you were going to do that. I don't know why. Just had a feeling.
I don't know.
Yeah, there you go. I was just looking at that going, Aristotle, and you said it too. So, yeah, we put it out there.
Yeah.
You know? We're mind melding here.
Mm-hmm,
so,
yeah.
Aristotle, ancient philosopher, writing more than 250 BCE. So he's writing about 2,400 years ago. And Aristotle was deeply concerned with a person's character, sort of who they are, how they show up in the world. And one of the things that Aristotle said is that friends, the right friends, are necessary for living the best possible life, because your friends become mirrors to you in all kinds of ways.
Wow,
moral mirrors,
I love that.
And political mirrors. And the right friends can elevate you. They can help you to become a better person, in part because they provide such wonderful opportunities to practice virtue, is what Aristotle says.
So I assume when you say friends, when you compare that to recovery, you're talking about the 12-step fellowship.
You know, that might be the case for some people who are deeply invested in AA and for whom AA has been incredibly effective and supportive and powerful. Absolutely. And for people who aren't part of AA,
okay.
I think there's a good lesson in saying the right friends can elevate you and help you to become a better person. And the word that Aristotle uses, to flourish, I love the idea of flourishing.
Right.
But the wrong friends sure as heck can drag you down and cause
right.
great damage to your character. So it is always really interesting. Oftentimes people who are active in their addictions tend to change their friendship circles. They tend to drink away from people who have perhaps known them for a long time and who see the changes in us, and they change to a friendship circle maybe where using is
right.
more of the axis around which activities turn. And I think when we're active in our addictions, we always like knowing that someone is worse in their addiction than we are, because then we can point to them and say, at least I'm not as bad as.
What about the one that's exploring, you know, the newcomer who says, you know, I'm at this party and this is what's happening with this heroin epidemic. I'm sure you know all about this, Peg.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Is like, you know, I think I'm just going to, you know, like maybe when we were growing up, it was like, I think I'll just like try some pot. But now it's like, I think I'll try this like painkiller, or I think I'll try this heroin. And believe it or not, that is what's going on. And that's part of why we have an epidemic. So what philosopher or what philosophy might you say to that person who says, I just want to explore?
Well, and that gets really interesting, because the vast majority of people can just explore, try it once or twice, and then maybe say, this isn't right for me. But others of us, you know, we like the effects. I mean, I think it's always really important to think about what drugs are people taking, and ask the question, what kind of effects are they looking for? And so, you know, people who are taking a lot of prescription pain medications, not medically, and then make the transition to heroin, I mean, they're looking for a certain kind of effect. And so then what I wonder about, sort of, how are they suffering? What are they trying to escape from?
Mm-hmm.
Or what are they trying to medicate? What's going on in their life conditions and in how they're living? What needs aren't being met?
So do you think opiate users have a certain particular pain that singles them out from someone who might be addicted to meth or alcohol?
Well, I think people use for different kinds of highs. So the kind of, you know, high that you get, say, from marijuana or heroin is a real incredible kind of mellowing out and checking out in a kind of way. People who would, say, guzzle cough syrup are looking for those kind of dissociative qualities.
Oh, that's interesting. Huh.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where sort of that veil between appearance and reality gets kind of shimmery, and they're there.
Same with psychedelics or acid.
Well,
yeah.
Yes, exactly right. And then there are the people who are misusing stimulants because they want that high. They want that charge. You know, they want to feel like the circuit breaker has just been thrown.
Well, they want to feel manic. So there must be something that they're medicating inside of them that doesn't have an energy. They're looking for you know what it makes me think? They're looking for a life force. They're looking for an energy.
You know, that could be it. And pharmaceuticals provide plenty of options for that. I mean, I think what we could all agree on is that addictions don't just happen to people. Are there some rare instances in which someone might become addicted, not exactly on the first use, but quickly thereafter? I think some people, because of how they're situated in the world, what they're looking for, are more prone to suddenly grabbing hold of a drug and then having that drug grab hold of them.
So are you saying you don't believe it's a gene or a disease?
I don't think Are there genetic components? I think there may well be. I don't think that those genetic components are enough to explain how and why it is that addictions develop. I think it might be a piece of the puzzle, but all of our use, and we ourselves are always in certain environments and certain contexts, and some people have more reason to use than others. So for me, when I take a look at the relationship between women who develop some kind of substance abuse and women who have been abused either as girls or as women, and you see there's a pretty strong correlation there, it makes sense that a lot of women are looking to self-medicate.
Is there a reason that you that you became an alcoholic? I mean, I do believe in the gene theory, but I do believe if you have a history of trauma, of course, that's going to predispose you even more so, and I completely agree with you. But is there something that you would you like to share with us how your alcohol how your abusing turned into alcoholism?
Sure. So I'm a lesbian. I am 50 years old. And as a young teenager, I was in a Catholic school.
Oh.
And that was not the place to even think about coming out.
Correct.
Right.
And so...
How painful that must have been.
Well, and you know, how crazy, because I think a lot of people drink or use drugs to try to achieve a balance that's impossible to strike, but it doesn't stop us from trying to strike that balance. So for me, I had a sense of, you know, oh my gosh, to use the language of the time, I was a queer or I was a dyke, and I didn't want to be that. But I also wanted to be connected to my friends, but I didn't want to be too connected to my friends. So there's that impossible balance that somehow a lot of us think drugs or alcohol might help us strike.
It actually worked for you for a while.
Yeah,
is what
or
I'm
you,
hearing.
It put you out of your pain,
which is what I mean. Yeah, by, like it worked
exactly.
It works in a. I guess I put scare quotes around works. It worked, but it always made things worse because the other difference that started to develop with me. So not only was I, again, the language of the time, a queer. But now I was someone who drank so much more than my friends. To go back to that first question of your friends, my friends didn't know what to do with me because I was getting drunk all the time and, you know, just feeling so out of sorts and, you know, just getting weird and unhappy. And they didn't know what to do with me. And I think that then started my habit of, you know, changing friendship circles, not letting someone get too close, but then drinking. And you know how when a group of people drink, you know, suddenly, oh, okay, we all love each other. Oh, you're my best friend. And
right. So, it made you fit in.
It made me fit in for a while at the same time as it kept making it harder for me to fit in because I was different from my friends in how I drank.
And it was removing you from your, like our last guest, we talked about being your authentic self. It was almost removing you from your authentic self. You thought you were
because
moving.
Because I was ashamed of my authentic self.
Exactly. Yeah. So you thought you were moving closer to it by hiding under a veil, but you really were moving away from it.
And so then there's the paradox of addiction oftentimes.
Right. Peg, we need to take a really quick break. Will you stay with us?
I'd love to stay
okay.
with you.
Okay. Yeah. We're talking with Dr. Peg O'Connor, Life on the Rocks. Thank you so much for your being so authentic and vulnerable, exactly, and sharing your journey. I mean, when we come back, I want to find out what was the moment that took you to the brighter side of your life and where you are today and how really you're giving back. And this is something that everybody could, you know, that is struggling in their life can really, you know, hear and take that with them. So again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. I'd love to give out a couple pairs of tickets to the Rubicon. And, oh my gosh, you got to go see the play that's playing there right now. And, of course, you can call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And all you have to do is leave us your name and your number and what you're calling about, and one of the team members will get back with you. And again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. We're talking with Dr. Peg O'Connor. We're talking about her book, Life on the Rocks, Finding Meaning in Addiction and Recovery. And I love that we were talking about, it's more of a...
more of a philosophy book.
Yeah. And I love the, you know, it's interesting when we were talking about Aristotle, thank you. I took it in a different way. You took it as the 12 steps, and I took it of the right friends can elevate you to flourish and be for you to be a better person.
You're the best person you can be.
Okay. But to me, it's like, you know, they say, what's the old saying? You know, you are the best of the five people that you hang out with. Mm-hmm. And you got to make sure they're good people because, you know, my mom used to say you can either play with, now I'm going to lose it, trash, or you can be trash, you know? I mean, so,
ooh,
yeah.
That's
so
harsh.
Well,
hey, then.
But it is true. I mean, you know.
Your mom just channeled through you.
Yeah, and it is true because you want to make sure that you're in line with the people that you're hanging out with. So anyways, again.
Is that why they say you clean out, you know, you clean out your friendships? How do they say you clean, you know, house clean? You do house clean?
Oh, yeah.
Tom's looking at
yeah,
what are you talking
well,
about?
In,
house cleaning your friendships
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, in recovery.
Well, absolutely right, because you maybe can't be hanging out with the people who were your friends, because if they're still using or they still see you a certain way, they're going to want to kind of pull you back into their pool, because oftentimes people don't like it when their really good friends change.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because it makes
them.
Exactly. I was going
to
say it doesn't make them look very good, you know?
Nope.
Yeah. So you want to surround yourself with people that love and admire you, that want to be your support team. That's what it's all about. And you got to look at, again, where you are in your life. And you know, and the people that you're hanging out with, because sometimes we're hanging out with those kind of people because we don't feel very good about ourselves.
So which philosophy helped you turn a corner in your life, or maybe you can...
Or what changed you?
Gosh, so much. So I was most active in my addiction as a high schooler and as a college student. I was your classic alcoholic of drink enormous amounts of alcohol, go into a blackout, and then pass out. It was a regular cycle of that. Very, very dangerous drinking.
Mm-hmm.
I can say accurately, my college career was falling in love with philosophy while nearly drinking myself to death. That's just
I bet you had some great analyzing, sitting there in your room analyzing in a drunken stupor.
Well, that's right. But, you know, the funny part was I was always something of a worker bee, a highly functional worker. I mean, which I'm glad I sobered up.
It's such an anomaly, isn't it? You know?
It is. And I sobered up not by intention. I had a very, very bad car accident and was almost killed. And I hadn't been drinking, but I would have been drinking a couple hours later. And I remember one of the first questions, usually question number two. Question number one was, you know, are you okay? Are you going to recover? And the answer was, yeah, I will. I'm pretty banged up here, but I will. And then the second question inevitably was, and were you drinking?
Hmm.
I'm like, oh, okay. Actually, no, I wasn't. So I'd get a little defensive, but sort of
But you, in life, you probably would have, right?
I would have been a couple hours later.
Wow. Yeah. Peg, we are almost at our very end. Leave us with one tip. And we've so enjoyed talking
with you. We'd love to have you back.
Yeah, definitely.
I'd love to come back. Yeah. If you have me back, I'd be back in a minute.
Okay. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. What is your one tip that you have learned through your journey?
That we always need to be very flexible in our recovery, and that there's no one right manner for living without our substances, and that as many paths as there are into addiction, there have to be as many paths out of it.
And I love
that.
You
always have to be proactive in your recovery. You can't take it for granted.
Wow, I love it. All right, where do we find your book?
The book is available online, so at online Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. And, of course, if you were lucky enough to have a local independent bookseller,
Absolutely. We got to keep those guys in business. So,
oh, I know.
All right. Well, I hope that you share our show with everybody. We have a podcast. I hope you share our podcast with everybody.
Yes, I shall.
And you know what? We're going to have you back. And then thank you so much for being so authentic here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity. I appreciate it.
You got it. Thank you, Sherry, Tom, all of our listeners out there. Go do something good for yourself. Every day is another gift, another chance to be who you were meant to be. And, of course, we're going to end this part of our show with a moment of happiness. Though no one can go back and make a brand new start, anyone can start from now and make a brand new ending. So with that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and The Brighter Side of Recovery, right here in the 805.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.